sota barkaf mishn tes vechein l'inyan atova. Same thing by good measures. And by good, mida tova meruba mida puranis, that when Hashem pays back for mida tova, it's greater than the punishment that's received when somebody does something wrong. So let's see the cases there. Miriam himtina l'moshe sha achas. Miriam waited for Moshe 1 hour. Mufarshim explained, some learn that it's lav dafka 1 hour. Could be a smaller period of time. Shenemar vatitatze vachosme rochoik. She was waiting to see what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu when he was floating on the water. Lefikach nisakvu lo Yisrael shiva yomim bamidbars. Therefore, Klal Yisrael waited for her while she was in Mitzora. They wouldn't leave without her. They waited 7 days in the desert. Shenemar va'amlo nosa ad he'osef Miriam. That the nation didn't travel until they were able to go with Miriam. Yosef zocha likbars aviv. Yosef hatzadik was zocha to bury his father with tremendous kavod, and he was the one that was leading the procession. Ve'ein be'echov gadol mimenu. And there was no brother that was greater than him. So how would he get paid back? He was the greatest brother, the greatest person there that buried the father. So mida k'negen mida, if there was nobody greater than him, who was going to pay him back when he dies? So first the Torah says, Shenemar, Vayal Yosef likbor saviv. Yosef went up to bury his father. Vayal imo gam rechev gam paroshim. Mi lanu gadol mi Yosef. Who's greater than Yosef? Shel misasik bo el Moshe. Rather, who's greater than Yosef? The only one that can be busy with him is going to be Moshe. Moshe was the only one that was greater. Moshe zocha ba'atzmos Yosef. So what happened here? Now Moshe was zocha to the atzmos Yosef. He was involved with taking the bones of Yosef. Vein bisro galdum imenu. So now how would Moshe be paid back? There was no one in Klal Yisrael greater than Moshe. Shenemar, v'yikach Moshe's atzmos Yosef imo. Mi galdum imoshe l'shaloi nisasik bo el ha'makum. Who's greater than Moshe? The only one that'd be osik with Moshe Rabbeinu after he died was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, v'yikbar oiso bagai. Doesn't say who buried him. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried him. Lo al Moshe b'lvad amru, Mishnah tells us, but it's not just on Moshe, el al kol ha-tzadikim. Hashem is involved with the burial of all tzadikim. Shenamar v'holach lifanecha tzidkecha k'vayit Hashem yasvecha. As the Torah says in Yeshaya, that a person's righteousness will walk before him, and the k'vayit Hashem will gather him. The difference is, though, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with every Jew to bring him to his proper place, Olam Haba. But the difference is, like Farisol points out, Moshe Rabbeinu, even his body, Hashem was Isaac with his body as well.